way for that conflict to be resolved is through the cross. That's the only way we can have peace with God. So if you've not trusted Christ as your Savior, really, there's really no other way to get the peace of Christ except through the cross. But for the Christian, it's exactly the same way. How do you and I know that God cares for you? How do you really know? We get little tastes, like a job like that. But sometimes God doesn't answer those prayers. How do we know that God, how do you know God cares for you? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not, along with him, give us all things? God demonstrates his love for us in the cross. But let me ask this question. The disciples prayed, Lord, increase our faith. How do we increase our faith? Here Jesus definitely juxtaposes fear and faith, trust and troubled and a trusting heart. Can we grow that? How does our heart handle the same circumstances years later with a greater degree of faith? Have you thought about that? How can God grow our faith? 1 Peter 1:7, these trials have come about so that your faith, of greater worth than gold, which perishes even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. God is using trials in our lives to help us see our faith. I know I can't just pull up faith myself. How do I increase in faith? Remember, I don't know if you watched the movie or know the story of Apollo 13, where the astronauts needed, as they were coming back, they were, in a sense, there was trouble, serious trouble, and when they came back, they needed to make a critical course correction, and if they failed, they would never return to Earth. And they had shut down their computers to save energy, but they needed to make a critical 39-second burn. How to steer? Astronaut Jim Lovell determined if they could keep a fixed point in space in view through their tiny window, they could steer the craft manually. The focal point, do you remember what the focal point turned out to be? Their destination, Earth. You see, the focal point that kept them burning, it kept them steering the craft straight, was that the focal point was the Earth. By not losing sight of that reference point, the three astronauts avoided disaster. Go back to this verse. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. And that really brings us into the second remedy, because look what he says to focus on. It's really strange. He's going to turn up their world upside down in one night. Their world is going to be turned upside down, and what solution does he give? Look in verses 2 to 4. It's the promises of God. Aren't our lives controlled by our thoughts? Look what he says in verse 2. He switches gears. It's really interesting. In my Father's house are many rooms or dwelling places, and I go to prepare a place for you. What's going on? Jesus, in a sense, it seems to me, where we're saying, Lord, fix my world here, he says, in this world you will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world, and I'm going actually to prepare a place for you. So just like as the astronauts kept their eye on the Earth and said, that's my ultimate destination, and the way I maneuver a craft through the trials and get myself home, I fix my eyes on the Earth for this burn, 39-second burn. In a similar way, Jesus is saying, I'm not going to take all the troubles away from you in this world. But here's what you fix your heart on. you fix your heart on, in my Father's house are many rooms or dwelling places, and I love you, and I'm going to prepare a place for you. And not only that, I will come back for you, verse 3, and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And that's a there are all sorts of promises tied up in there. There's a promise of the second coming. There's an indirect promise of the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of Christ coming and dwelling with us. And there seems to be this promise of escorting us at death as well. In a way, Jesus doesn't resolve the external trouble we will face in this world. He doesn't resolve that. And any gospel that tells you that forgot to tell the 11 disciples who were martyred for their faith. God wants us healthy and wealthy. Too bad Peter forgot to get the memo. But Jesus is saying the cure for anxiety, here's some promises. In my Father's house are many rooms. I'm going to prepare a place for you. What ultimately, the lack of faith or unbelief, what is it that we doubt in our hearts? Isn't it the goodness of God? Will God really be good? Is God really good? Isn't that how Satan tempted Eve and Adam? Is God really good? He's not. He's keeping from you the one thing that would just make your life great. The temptation of the devil and anxiety is to doubt the goodness of God. Can I rest in the goodness of God? That God does good to those who love him. Do I believe that? I'm tempted to doubt that with the circumstances. Think about the issues in your life that are causing you anxiety and trouble. Can you back up and look at your reaction to them and my reaction to them? And can you say, am I facing these circumstances with fear or with faith? With fear or with faith? And if where does that faith come from? Faith comes from the Word of God. Looking and repenting of my unbelief, my own unbelief, of doubt. Do I really believe the goodness of God? That God is good to those who love? In the catacombs of Rome, in those tunnels, there are a lot of the early Christian symbols, and one of them we find a lot is the dove, the Holy Spirit. The other is the fish, Jesus Christ, God's Son, as a mnemonic device, an acronym, Jesus Christ, God's Son. But do you know what a third sign was? The anchor. The anchor. The early Christians, one of the symbols for their faith was an anchor. We have an anchor for our faith in Christ. Just this week, I came across an interesting sign, which I think is just a hint. Just a hint. In 1939, the British government they knew that they were going to be under attack by Hitler, and that there were dark days ahead. And so the British government had these signs that they would plaster all around to be put up. And the interesting story about this one is they never actually used it. And it's been discovered within the past, I think, 15 years or so, 10 years. But it has a sign of the crown, a reminder, can we say, of who's ruling and reigning. And then, in a very British way, keep calm, carry on. You know, I can just imagine. Keep a stiff upper lip. carry on. But in there, I think there is a hint of biblical commands as well. The king is ruling. The king is reigning. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Carry on. Carry on. Obey the Lord. Press forward. Keep your eyes fixed on the promises of God. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Let's pray together. Lord, we identify so much with the disciples who, as the storms are raging, say, "Master, Master, don't you care about us? We're going to drown." And I don't know what the specific circumstances are in different lives, whether stormy relationships or stormy finances or stormy circumstances of the future. And yet you care about us, and you say, "Trust in God, trust also in me." And Lord, help us. We believe. Help our unbelief. Increase our, like the disciples, we say, increase our faith. Help us to face the troubled days with faith and not fear. Lord, may that be true of us as a church, that as we face the storms that will come our way, both corporately as a body and also individually, may we face it with the confidence, with the trust that you are good, that you are on the throne, that you've gone to prepare a place for us, that you are with us now by the power of the Spirit, and you will come and take us back to be with you. And Lord, we rest that faith and confidence, not in a hope so, but in the finished work of Christ on the cross. Is there some area in anxiety that you, specific situation where you need to just confess and renounce unbelief? Just between you and the Lord right now, just say, "Lord, I confess that I have not been believing your goodness. I just confess and renounce that. I believe you're going to work in good for this situation." Any circumstance like that before we partake of communion. Lord, meet us now in the elements, I pray. I pray in Christ's name.